92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear a little Pink Floyd, a little money, and those coins a-clanking, you know it's time for Emerald Coast Coins.
That's it.
Stephanie Dodson is here this morning with us, and you brought a friend with you this morning.
My friend Donnie. Say hello, Donnie.
Hello.
Hey, good there job. You are. All right. He's first time on radio, so we love having you here in the studio.
Just
and I was telling
out.
We yep. just hang out and talk about money.
That's
one
it.
One of my favorite topics.
Everybody's favorite topic right
That's
now.
Right.
So for folks that don't know, tell us, Stephanie, a little bit about Emerald Coast Coins. Someone might be visiting right now. It's Thursday. They're here. They're going to be looking for things to do. Yeah. And maybe this will be something intriguing for them.
For sure. So we are a veteran-owned, family-owned business. We have been around for, we're going on 24 years this year.
Wow. That's
24
incredible.
24 years.
Congratulations.
We're literally right up the street from the station. We're at 1811 Creighton Road. We're a Monday through Friday shop. We have gone, you know, we went back a couple of years ago to give it, everybody their weekends because weekends are important. So we're Monday through Friday. Mondays and Fridays, we close at 5. The middle of the week, we close at 4, and we open at 9 a.m.
Okay.
The newest thing with our hours is we close for lunch now because as crazy as things have been, we need a 30-minute break.
Well, I'm not surprised
yeah.
because there's so much happening in the markets with the economy and so many of the things that are happening outside of this studio, so
exactly.
we don't get into the politics and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
However, a lot of people are investing in
they
corn
are.
And silver and gold and silver, and one of the nice things that Stephanie does for us is gives us a little bit of update on the market.
That
are you ready
is.
To do that this
I
morning?
I am ready to do that this morning. So since the last time I was here, it has come down some.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a difference? But, overall, not really.
But it's been higher
but
than
it's
usual
still
this
higher,
year,
it's
right?
It's still higher than ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So gold today is like $4,082.
Gosh, at the beginning of the year, wasn't it closer to three?
It was so end of last year, it was closer to three. Then it popped up to like five.
Wow.
And now it's popped back down to like 4,000. So we're just in like that summer lull. It's
mm-hmm.
fine. Like, you know, we're going to have this like probably a little like lull in the prices on how they go up and down. And then in the fall, it'll probably kick back up again. Our silver is at $64 an ounce. I think last time I was here, it was closer to like $78, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I'm
yeah.
thinking, okay. But that's still high for silver.
Still high. Like, still really high. Having said that, when the prices are crazy like they have been this year, we have to take into account everything when we're purchasing and when we're selling. So premiums will change constantly. And the premiums will be what I sell coins for over the prices I just gave you.
Okay.
Right? So, like, they're always going to adjust. Like, sometimes I will get updates like 2 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I will adjust accordingly. Then when it comes to me buying it, I also have to go off of what, like, if I get a whole bunch in, who I'm going to sell it to, like what I could get for it. So my prices adjust for that also.
Gotcha. Okay. So, that makes sense. So it just
it
really
does.
Depends on the time of the day,
for sure.
day of the week. Are there days, have you noticed, is there trending when you're looking at these prices? Did you ever notice a trend? Beginning of the week, end of the week, that kind of thing.
So there used to be trends. I was literally just having this conversation the other day. There used to be trends. Like we would say, oh, Monday it's going to mm-hmm. be higher. Friday it's going to be higher. Right now I don't really see a trend. It's a crapshoot. Like
kind
when I wake
random.
Up in the morning.
Okay.
I just wake up in the morning and then see where it's at.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions about the market or about coins in general, we're going to get to some of that information too. You can always text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. One of the things that I think is cool that you do is I've been to their showroom, and if you haven't been, it's almost like a museum, y'all. They have these showcases. They have coins from all over the world. They have currency.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
It's so fun.
So it's fun to talk about that and all the different types of coins that you have, and it makes for great gifts. So I know that we're kind of out of that graduation season, but it's such a great thing to do the graduation gift.
But silver eagles are still like the thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
so talk about
eagles,
that, because that's such a great gift and can be a great wedding gift too.
Silver eagles are always going to be like the go-to gift. 2026 is here. I've been saying since last year, I say this all the time. Get your eagles for the year we're in like now, because when it gets closer to the end of the year, they get harder to get.
Right.
So I always say get your silver eagles, get you a couple, get you one or two.
They're beautiful.
They're
really.
So pretty. They're great for birthdays, birth, you know, births of children, you know, marriages.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Anything.
For, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yes, they're so great for just like all of that stuff.
That's really good. Well, I actually am on a mission because I'm coming up on a big, I'm not going to say the year on the air, but I have a
we
big.
Won't say, we won't say it. Well, we talked about it before the show.
It's a little too revealing of my age, but I have a big high school reunion coming up. And I'm actually president of my class, believe it or not, from all those years ago.
Yep.
But so I wanted to come up with a good gift. So we talked about it, and I think I'm going to do a coin from that year. So
I think that'll be fun.
Stephanie's going to try to find one for
right,
me to give everybody.
You,
and I think
right?
that's kind of a neat. Everybody, we've got everything we need, but something special and unique is really kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. I think they'll appreciate it.
And another thing that I've used them for, too, is recently a friend of mine got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in, it was a half penny or sixpence. Which one is that for
them? Sixpence.
And I got that for them. And they thought that was the coolest thing because that was really, everybody's giving gifts and stuff.
Exactly.
And I give it to them right before they walk down the aisle, mm-hmm. which was so cool.
And they loved it.
And they
yeah,
put it
I
in their shoe yep. for good luck.
I just gave my friend's daughter just got married, and I gave her a sixpence for her shoe also. And she
it's
was
so
like,
cool.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just different and unique and fun and mm-hmm. personal. And so you can have a lot of fun with the coins. And then, of course, there's the serious collectors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why y'all are so busy, would be my guess.
Yeah. I would say right now, we still have collectors that come in every week looking for stuff. Right now, I think most of the people are... looking for gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely have a lot of serious collectors that are coming in every week that are trying to fill up their books.
Right.
So.
And that's a fun thing to do, too, for your kids this summer. If you've got kids and maybe they're not that interested in sports, or maybe they are, it doesn't really matter. But if they suddenly get a chance to do coin collecting, that's how I got started. My dad gave me a penny book to start collecting pennies, which should be interesting now so that they're not making them anymore.
Yeah.
But you could still collect them.
You can still collect
nickels
them.
And dimes.
Because
and
even though they're not making them anymore, I mean, there's still billions of them out there.
Yeah.
They're still
yeah.
going to be around forever.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our expert this morning is Stephanie Dawson with her friend Donnie, who is here also. 850-437-1620. If you've got any questions, look in that jewelry box. You may be surprised. You might have an old coin from especially your parents, grandparents.
Yeah.
They would have little coins in their jewelry box. That's where I found a couple of interesting pieces.
Well, yeah. And, you know, having said jewelry box, you know, we do that too. We buy it's summertime.
Yeah, talk about
people,
that too.
Want money to go out and do stuff, you know, look for your broken and unwanted jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Like we buy that stuff.
So how would I go about it? So spring cleaning, I take that jewelry box in. One drawer is really neat. I have the one that I use. And then the bottom drawers have got all the tangled necklaces.
Well, so my first suggestion would be to get a magnet, even though the magnets on our refrigerators aren't typically as strong as the magnet I use in the store because I use a rare earth magnet. Get a magnet. If your jewelry picks up with a magnet, it's not gold or silver. Don't bring it in.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So it's plated or fake.
Yep, exactly.
Interesting.
So don't bring me in like two or three big, huge buckets at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I'm going to tell you I can't do all that today.
Right.
You're going to have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to have
so
rules.
So it's helpful if they untangle them.
It is helpful if they untangle them.
Okay.
You know, we stop taking, so the jewelry we take in, we have to do paperwork for the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to type in each individualized piece. So,
interesting.
You know,
because it could possibly be stolen.
Because it
right?
could be stolen. I got to make sure you're a good citizen and I'm following like the rules. I'm not going to go to jail for anybody.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe,
come on,
maybe Rob Thomas.
No. Okay. Yeah.
But so, you know, we do the paperwork for the jewelry. So we also have put in a cutoff time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's been around 3 o'clock because we're getting so much jewelry in.
Right.
That we have to take the rest of the afternoon to type it all
mm-hmm.
up.
Well, a lot of people are needing a little extra cash,
yeah.
and that's one way, especially if we have things been sitting around for a long time that
yeah.
you're not wearing anymore.
Exactly.
And if you have a piece like that, it can have a lot more value than you might realize.
It can. You know, and we talked about you, so going back to the coins, you talked about the coins and stuff. I had a customer who brought me in a $20 gold coin the other day from from like the early 1900s. They had taken it somewhere else, and the place told them that it was not real.
Oh.
And that they would dispose of it for them.
Oh.
So they were terrified. They brought it to us, and it was real, and I ended up giving them, you know, whatever gold was the other day, like $4,100.
Oh, my goodness.
So I always...
So this other merchant told them it wasn't real?
Yeah, whatever the other place was told them it wasn't real.
Wow,
so
that's
I always
not
tell
good.
People, you know, check around. get mm-hmm. opinions, make sure you're getting, you know, being treated fairly.
Right.
We have always been that way, you know, honesty, integrity, like that's always been our thing.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the unique pieces that you have right now? You have the oldest one now. How old is that one that you've
got? It's a 440 BC. It's the Athenian owl. She's my favorite.
Did you hear that? That wasn't 1940, y'all.
No.
This is 440 BC.
So it's like over 2,000 years old.
Before Christ.
Yeah,
before
Christ.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
That's
my
amazing.
favorite coin. And it's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other. Uh-huh. And it's just a neat little hammered piece.
It's incredible.
It is super cool.
And what is your advice? Because I know a lot of folks, there's some rules about this, that they get their little metal detectors and they want to go out on the beach. So talk a bit about that.
So I can talk a little bit about metal detectors. So we don't sell those anymore because, you know, dad retired. In quotations, dad retired. So I can tell you, like, there are certain places you can and cannot metal detect. Like, don't go on to Fort Pickens expecting a metal detect, because those people there are like the people at Area 51. You don't see them until you do.
Right? So the minute you pull that
metal
detector out.
You pull that metal detector out, you're that's it.
Right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay.
But like Pensacola Beach and some of the rivers you can. I think there's a website that one of my customers has talked about. If I can figure that out, I'll try and post it on like Facebook.
Oh, good. Okay. That kind of gives you more direction and guidelines.
Yes.
Okay. But when you find something, and then they can actually bring that into you
in.
And
yes.
have you analyze it.
I have customers that do that all the time.
And you do find things here locally, because people do, when they have a new home built or they have construction or development, people are finding things, right?
They find all kinds of stuff. Like, depending on where their land is, too, they can find old, like, buttons from, like, the wars mm-hmm. or, like, old, like, change and stuff.
Anything that you've gotten recently that was unusual? Because we've had a lot of construction lately. A
lot of construction lately. Nothing recent, especially because, you know, that's like downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Seville area, like Palafox
Street, right? They just did that.
So nobody's brought me anything.
Okay. All right. So, Donnie, what is your role now with Emerald Coast Coins?
Just trying to learn.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
There's a lot to learn.
There is a lot. What do you find the most interesting? Because there's so many different aspects to what they do there at Emerald Coast Coins. Is anything that already caught your eye, or are you thinking, I really like this aspect of it?
I do. I like the gold bars, because I've never seen anything like that. Not like I've seen there. And in coins, mm-hmm. they draw a lot of my interest.
Yeah.
Because I never knew much about coins.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Besides how to spend them.
That's it.
We're all pretty good at that, I have to say.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Yeah.
So, like, having said that, so this year is the semi-sesquicentennial, blah, 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 whatever. How are you saying?
250th
year. Yeah, 250th year. And so they came out with new coins. One of my sweet, sweet customers, he got one of the new dimes, and it looks like a lady's head on, like it's got like Lady Liberty's head on it.
Oh, wow.
He gave it to me.
Oh, how sweet.
It was so sweet. I was like, seriously?
So there are some coins out. So I don't know about that. Well, tell us, what's out there for the 250th?
So I know there's that. I know there's new quarters also, which I've only seen like one or two of the new quarters.
Where would you go to get something like that?
In your chain. Like, literally, it's just going to be in your chain.
So you can't go online somewhere to order. Because I've seen some of those ads. We've talked about that before.
I don't like those ads. I see the people on the social medias, like, mm-hmm. selling this stuff for an exuberant amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it hurts my heart. Eventually, you'll find something changed. The half dollars, probably not. Like, you're not going to find those that change. Do I think you should pay, you know, $50 for a half dollar? Absolutely, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Good advice. Be careful of all of those.
I had
quick sales.
Yes. You know, we've talked about these places, the online places, the places that we see on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a customer I had come in.
The late night commercials.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the ones that come across your Facebook page.
Yes. Like, I had a customer come in that had some gold coins that their person had paid over $9,000 in coin for. They were still better coins that I'm able to pay more for, but I don't know that I don't know that I'll ever get that $9,000. And that hurts my heart for the person who bought it when gold and silver was probably at like $2,000.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Gold was at $2,000.
Do your research. And you've mentioned this before, but there's a book that you can use for research, correct? That you've told me about before.
The Red Book.
Yes, talk about that.
So the Red Book is the book we get every year. They are late putting it out this year. They usually put it out in April, but I think it's coming out next month because they were like tweaking it some mm-hmm. more. I call it, you know, it's just the, it's the coin Bible, basically. It's got all the coins in there for America, from the United States,
mm-hmm.
from like colonial, pre-colonial coins all the way up to this wow. year's coins.
That'd be fun just to look
and
at.
And it's just fun. And it's got so much information. It has silver prices in there for mm-hmm. you. It tells you how much silver's in certain coins. It tells you about certain errors. I know people look for errors. It tells you, like, the main ones to look for.
Mm-hmm.
It literally has, like, everything you need.
Well, that's kind of a fun side of it. That's what my dad used to do. And I've mentioned my dad so many times on the show. But he liked to look for the error coins and yeah. the special coins that would have some kind of, mad, you know, big
like
value.
That, like that 55 double die. I know.
It's in my brain forever.
Ever and
it's
ever.
A 1955 double yep. die penny, right?
Yep.
And he would look, every time we got a penny, he'd look for that thing.
Yep. That one's a nice one to look for. Like, the last one we had, I think we sold for a little over $2,000.
Okay. If one of y'all find one, I'm going to be upset. I want a commission on it.
Exactly.
So I brought it to your attention. I want that commission. But there are a lot of interesting coins to kind of be on the lookout for. I still have a book for these state quarters. I still love yeah. looking for those because there were a couple that were harder to get here, like Wyoming.
Yes, Wyoming. And the territories were difficult to get. Mm-hmm. The territories were difficult for a lot of people
yes.
to get.
Yeah, Puerto Rico yep. and some of the other. Yep, absolutely. So that's kind of fun. But what are some, are there any collecting trends that you're seeing right now besides the folks that are actually buying and selling gold and silver? What do you see in terms of collecting?
So for collecting, I think most people are, let's see, the people that are coming in my store are looking for their wheat pennies
mm-hmm.
and their Indian head cents.
Ooh.
And they're just collecting their quarters in general, starting with their silver quarters and working their way up. So it's just our, I guess, normal everyday collector stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have people that come in and ask about errors, which I am not an expert at, especially all these new things because the Google and the AI are all together now. And so whatever people research the most is what's going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and be careful with AI because some of it's not correct.
Exactly.
Some of it's not. It's drawing from all resources, yes. including false
exactly.
ads and things. So just be aware of that.
That's exactly correct.
Okay, we got a question from one of our listeners.
Yay.
And if you have a question for Stephanie, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. My little boy is 10 years old and he's already bored.
I understand.
1 week into the summer, he's already.
Yeah. 1 week into the summer.
What would be a good collection to start him on as far as a coin collection goes? That's a great question.
So I think pennies are always the easiest one to start with because,
uh-huh.
one, they're not as expensive as a lot of the other stuff.
And they have the books, right?
And we have the little books for the wheat pennies, even nickels. Like, you know, nickels are very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you just come in. So, like, I would say if a parent was coming in, I would give them a hodgepodge bag of, like, pennies and nickels.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe some dimes, you know, and then a couple of books, and then they would child would have to look at the dates and put them in the books where they go.
So you have the
and
books have the dates in them.
The
so
books
the way
have
you,
the dates
so we can maybe
them.
Talk about that, the actual process of collecting. What do you do? So, because we're assuming people do it, but someone may have never done it before.
That's true. So I think every collection would be different. Every collector would be different. For the kids, a lot of us start off with those Whitman books, those little blue folders. I call them books, but they're little blue folders. And they just have the dates. Like, there will be two or three books for pennies or
they have little
now.
Slots.
And they have little holes that you just push the little penny in.
That matches the
yep,
date.
That matches the date. And on those books, it will also tell you, like, how many were minted that year
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff. So the book has, like, a little bit of explanation itself. And then you get your little red book, and you look up your pennies, and you see, like, what their prices might be.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a cool gift, a birthday gift. And
yes.
if your kids are bored already, it might be a good thing for the summer. And especially now because folks are getting more and more where we're not keeping change.
Yeah.
Right? So you just have a purse full of change, and you could give that to your child.
In the digital world that we're in, a lot of change does happen. But, yeah, when you know, start using your dollar bills again and making change and having your kid look through it and find fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But
well, and I have a spot
Google.
Where I come in the moment, you know, I come in the morning and I have a big penny jar.
Yep.
So every day I just empty my pennies out in that penny jar. One of these days I'm going to look for that 1955 double D. But I
Girl,
I've
that's
probably
got, a lot of pennies.
I've probably got several hundred pennies in
no,
that penny
thank
jar.
You.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Like, if you brought me in a big old jar of wheat pennies, I'm not going to look for anything. I'm going to count them and pay you for them.
50 cents.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. We are talking with Stephanie Donson and Donnie. working with Emerald Coast Coins. Give the address again and how folks can get in touch with you if we've piqued your interest this morning.
Yeah, definitely. So 1811 Creighton Road, right smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis.
Can't miss it. Big sign.
Can't miss it. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. And we're open Monday through Friday. Mondays and Fridays, we're open from 9 to 5. The middle of the week, we close at 4.
Mm-hmm.
We close for lunch every day from 12:30 to 1.
Okay.
Like, I'm kicking people out at, like, 12:29.
Okay. Well, we've got the July 4th holiday coming up. So it's a patriotic time, and we have the big 250th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have a couple of things that people can get that might be perfect for that?
So I don't have any, like, 250th anniversary stuff. Unfortunately, just because, like, I just haven't gotten any of that stuff in. But, I can always find a coin for you. Don't even play.
Okay.
Just come in and talk to me, and I can find something perfect.
Okay. Oh, we just got another comment from one of our listeners.
Sure.
It says, in order to celebrate the school reunion, anniversaries, and even a birth, how about a coin set framed from that year or a dollar bill set and it shows how the currency has changed over the years.
That would be cool, too.
And they also said, also, $2 bills are always fun to get. Thanks for the fun show. I collect $2 bills. I have them in my purse. I collect those.
Yeah, people love $2 bills. I will have them every once in a while. I have some of the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
That have a red stamp on them, which it was before the Federal Reserve. So they had a different color
stamp. Are they
still
making them, $2 bills?
They do.
Interesting.
They do.
Okay. Yeah, but I've been collecting them because I'm thinking they don't make those anymore.
Yep, yeah, they still
okay.
They still do. You could go to the bank and request them and get them. Those are fun. Like, and that's a really good idea. Like $1 bills, how they've changed throughout the years.
I love that idea, especially for the reunion.
That would be
symbolic
fun.
Symbolic of how we've all changed.
Now,
over the years.
They don't print bills every year. So like the bills we get now, they might say like 2021 on them. They only print them like certain years, and then just keep that year on it. I think until the treasurer changes. I think that's how it works.
Interesting.
Don't ask me.
No, that's a great idea. 850-437-1620. If anybody has some ideas. This is a great idea. We're gonna have a conversation later about that.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you have any questions too, or something that you've collected, but definitely before you throw those coins out, take a look. You just never know. You might have a little treasure right there. There's all kinds of shows on TV about treasure hunters and treasure finds and things
That. There's so many, and I just like they're fun to watch and be entertaining. But don't take everything they say
Seriously?
That's it.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
That's it.
Okay, so right now we are in June, so tell me again some of the things you're seeing and what people should look for.
I always say look for silver, and I say, like, and we've talked about this too before, like nickels. They made silver nickels from 1942 to 1945. People don't look for those in their change.
Really?
And the way you can tell those is if you look on the back of the nickel on top of the Monticello, you'll see a letter, a P for Philadelphia, D for Denver, S for San Francisco.
And those are made of pure silver.
They're made of 35% silver.
Interesting.
But other nickels are just nickels.
Interesting.
So, like, look, that's something different to look for.
Okay. Yeah. You come on, I learn something new. It's just fascinating. Stephanie, I love it. Folks can come by and just, I would encourage you, even if you're not that interested, go by. Their shop is like a museum. If you want to see that 440 BC coin.
My favorite.
I mean, that's just the coolest thing.
And we have pirate money, too. We have Spanish
Yes,
props.
Talk about some of the fun stuff, because you have Star Wars and...
I probably don't have Star Wars right now. I might have some Mickey Mouse and pirate money and the Athenian owl, and we might have some widow's mites.
And what are those?
Those are from the Bible time. So when the rich people gave just a little bit of what they had, the widows gave everything they had. It was just a couple of mites.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
okay.
Yep. So they're little bronze pieces.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This sounds like so much fun. Downey, I'm so glad that you could join us today. It's been fun to have you here. As you get more schooled in the coin business, we're going to do tests.
We're going to test you.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to test you. All right, my dear, we're out of time. One more way how people can keep up with what you're doing and how they can find you.
Try Facebook. Call us 850-473-1515 or just stop by.
Okay.
1811 Creighton Road.
Can't miss it. Thank you so much. Stephanie Johnson and Downey here with Emerald Coast Coins, one of my favorite places now in Pensacola. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.